Order of entry came out yesterday afternoon for the Sky Racing Tats Tiara, and in the ring around this morning, contacting all sorts of trainers and finding out whether their horses are lining up. The only unlikely that I can find is Ali Lou. There's a good chance that the new owners might wait until a Sydney race the week after, but at this stage, that would be the only horse in the top 16 that would not accept at this time tomorrow. That would have payroll inside the 16 if they wish. Horses like Cavaloce, also Rare Occurrence, Very Delicious, Maternal would end up being emergencies with Savaro. But as it stands right now, there's not going to be a lot of change in this final makeup. Bjorn Baker will have two runners, and he joins us on Racing HQ. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew.
Well, you'll have Egyptian Symbol for Timmy Clark, and you'll have Bonnie O'Reilly for Jason Collett. How are they, mate?
Yeah, they're in tip-top order, so they're doing really well. They've remained up in the Gold Coast, up with Michael Costa up there, and Alva's looking after them. She was very happy with them this morning.
Bonnie O'Reilly obviously had to be sort of sweating to see whether you got a start in the Stradbroke. She didn't. How is, you know, listening to you there, she's done well with a little break between races.
Yeah, she has. I think we ran her in the Dane Ripper, and she went super. She had to do a bit of work in the wide gate, and I think if she can draw an alley, she'll be right in the finish.
She just seems such a progressive mare, Bjorn.
Yeah, she is. She's done everything, or she's won. I think her record speaks for itself. 7 from 10, a second and a third. And the second, she actually got beaten on a Friday night meeting at Canterbury. And I was a little bit disappointed, I must say. I thought she'd win that. She got beaten by a horse of some promise at that stage. But she's gone on to much better things in her time. So it'll be the first time they'll have another clash. And in her time, got the better of Bonnie O'Reilly first up. So that's an interesting how a race on a Friday night at Canterbury works out to be such a good form race.
Lee Roach got the ride on that occasion in a low-key benchmark 72 race. It's amazing how horses can just keep taking that step. That's a remarkable rise to where she is on Saturday.
Yeah, it is indeed. And she deserves every chance too. So, she's just got a really good pattern of racing. She's able to put herself there and travel nicely. So, I'm definitely looking forward to Saturday.
As you say, the barrier crucial with her, as they are with all runners, but you'd just like to draw an alley. What about the other one, the mare Egyptian Symbol? How's she done since the Stradbroke?
Yeah, she's done well. I thought she ran well in the Stradbroke. She just sort of got into probably a tricky position just as they came up to the 600, and she sort of got shuffled back. So her run was good. Her run prior to that was very good, where she was just beaten by Eckstein. And she's a good horse in her day. I think she definitely deserves a shot at this like this.
You've mapped it out. You went to Adelaide in the Sanxty. You gave her time to recover out of that. They're two really talented mares, both at four. They could do another sort of 12 months of racing, couldn't they, at the highest level?
Yeah, I think so. I think they've definitely sort of, they haven't been overtaxed, either of them. So they're sound and well, and I'd like to think we'll get at least another good season out of both of them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the barrier's out this time tomorrow, so we'll wait and see on that. You're still sort of pinching yourself on what happened on Saturday, your first Sydney treble?
Oh, yeah, it was great. Andrew, sort of, you go to the races, I had four in, and I thought they were all a chance, and I was a bit concerned about the track for a couple of them, but it worked out really well. And I think the three winners are all fairly progressive. Collateral was taken with his win. He had to do a lot of work, and he's a horse that's just going from strength to strength. Sir Plush has always promised to sort of do something like he did on Saturday, so it's good to see him do that. And Test the World, she will quite possibly run this Saturday as well. On the backup, so she's come through the run in pretty good order.
Okay, what have you put her in, Test the World?
The fillies and mares, benchmark 85, 1400.
Okay, so that's a late entry.
No, she's nominated there.
Okay, I've missed. Oh, there he is. Sorry, I've missed it along the road there. Yeah. So, and Collateral?
I've put him in the 2-4 maybe on Saturday, but I'm a bit concerned. We've had the Randwick trials called off, so it's obviously a lot wetter in there than it is at Warwick Farm. We haven't had any rain for a few while out here, so Sydney's a big place and different weather patterns.
Yeah, well, they've had 5.2 millimetres this morning, and it's a heavy 9 right now at Randwick. So it's a question of what the rest of the week brings, but it's heavy 9 right at this stage, Bjorn.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, so monitor that. All right, mate. Well, good luck. I hope it's another great Saturday for you. I hope both mares run really well.
Brilliant. Thanks, Andrew.